Hi, this is Jeff Curto, and welcome to episode number 107 of Camera Position, the podcast about the creative side of photography. Episode 107 continues our multi-part interview with Mary Virginia Swanson, the great photo author, photo consultant, photo educator, actually one of my phrases for her is photography's cheerleader. And I had the good fortune to sit down and talk with her about photography and about contemporary issues in photography and marketing your photography. In this particular section of our conversation, we sat down and talked about photographers who are getting together to look at their work together in small salons or groups. And we also talk about the rise of the photo book and Swanson's book about publishing your photo book, as well as a number of online resources about photography, all of which are linked in the CameraPosition.com blog and on the app. So here we are joining our conversation with Mary Virginia Swanson.
Finding the audience is part two, essentially. I'm most interested in people having a dialogue about their work. So that can come from audience, it also can come from a small group of peers, or it can come from those who have the power and the capabilities of taking the work to the wall or to print and bringing it to yet a broader audience. But it all begins small. You know, one thing I have to say I was so excited about being in Chicago this last week was so many photographers shared with me that they were part of salons, that they were getting together every other week or once a month, first Monday, whatever the case may be, to talk about their new work with each other. Fantastic way to grow.
So salons, small groups.
Salons, small groups, 10, yes.
10, 12 people,
yeah.
Just getting together to share work, talk about work.
Yeah, I think as adults, if we're not in the academic system where we're required to bring work in once a week and anticipate that critique or even a daily sharing with fellow students, it's so hard to stay connected and to be challenged when you're working in a vacuum.
Do you think the social media world can act as a surrogate for that salon style, sitting around in a room with, you know, a box of pictures per person?
I think it is tempting to do so, but inherent in the noise level and the short-term attention span, it's a quick fix, but I don't know how engaging it might be. Blogs that engage me dig deep in one subject on an ongoing basis, whether it's photo books or historical processes or portrait photography. But when they're all over the map all the time, it's hard to stay connected.
Name some blogs that are in that category that engage you.
There's a photo book blog, and I'm not going to remember the name of it.
Editor's insert here. Swan mentioned, a half a dozen photo book blogs, as well as a number of other online photo resources, and I've included all of those as links at CameraPosition.com, as well as links in the PDF that comes along with the Camera Position app for those of you who have the Android or the iPhone, iPad app. So you can take a look at those.
I'm obsessed with photo books anyway, so all things photo books.
Really?
It's true.
Go figure.
I know that's a surprise. But and I like the FLAC photo book Facebook group. That's interesting to me. And I am a constant observer of something called Book Arts. It's a listserv, BK Arts, Book Arts. That's an insanely huge number of people having a discussion about book arts. And I learn from standing back and observing, not unlike what we were speaking about with your students today about editorialphoto.com, watching sage professionals, or not watching, that's the wrong word, obviously, reading conversations that sage professionals are having with each other about the challenges in that particular marketplace.
I think that there's so much noise, I guess, is the word that we could use.
I seem to suits right now to me. Noise
in the world of the online world, that it's sometimes hard to find, you know, the strong signal.
Yeah.
Out of, you know, sort of like the radios we used to tune in before they had digital radios. You know, to find the You find all the strong signals in between all the noise. And FLAC is certainly one of them for me. Lens culture is another big one for me. Mm-hmm. I love looking at lens culture. Mm-hmm. The Lens blog in New York Times.
Excellent.
They're always smart.
NPR blog, very good.
Yep.
Claire O'Neill's. Yeah, I think it's interesting how the print media's blog presence has evolved and how it is a focus point for us as opposed to reading the headlines page after page after page. But being able to go to the Lens blog and dive in deep in something is refreshing to me. Deeper than really we ever could in print.
Yeah, especially because they can incorporate sound and motion and, you know, all those kinds of things that and huge numbers of images where print was limited in that way.
Right.
So
massive numbers.
What about in terms of presenting work not only to people who can help you move your work forward, curators, mm-hmm. art buyers, whatever. Electronic presentation, things like iPads.
And you all can't see this,
the
but
listener,
I'm sort of shaking
the listeners
my
won't
head
be
now.
Able to see Mary I'm Virginia just, shaking her head.
You know, I think we need to see the object in the end, whether the iPad or your email or your website is a point of introduction. That's one thing, but where decisions are reviewed and addressed and made happen when the actual object, whatever your final format is on the table, is being felt, is being seen.
Do you think we're headed toward a place, though, you know, somewhere down the road where the thing that's felt and seen is the electronic gizmo that we flip on and see that project there? I mean, I think of some place like, I don't know, let's just pick MediaStorm mm-hmm. and their tremendous storytelling projects mm-hmm. that once you've seen that video and watched it and listened to what it was that was there, is there another component on some sort of handheld device that also shows me additional pictures or other collateral materials? You know, is that something that you think we're going to see, or is it...
That's almost like having the EP version, right? The extended version of the
15-minute
storytelling, six-segment storytelling piece. I mean, that's fine, and that can continue, and one can go deeper, and it's just a matter of production time and expense to add to the content that's programmed for the general audience. But I still feel that I love to read books that are in my hand, or even look at books, I should say, that are in my hand. And I need to see a print, personally. When I go to a portfolio review and someone sits down at my table and has only an iPad, I feel like we can only have one part of the discussion. We can talk about content, but we cannot talk about craft. And I don't think that if your goal is the wall for your work, you can talk about one without the other.
We'll pick up our conversation with Mary Virginia Swanson in the next episode of Camera Position. Stay tuned.
The gatekeepers, certainly in the gallery world or corporate art consultants, people that are selling your final output have to know that the craft is impeccable time after time after time after time.